And we're back. Another segment of Outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, I just brought in all these newspapers and, you know, looking for something good. Best thing I saw on there was the Bucks, 3-0, man.
To the Heat right away. That's good.
Speaking of the
crush
Heat.
Crush those Florida teams.
Yeah. Well, they buried us last year in 5 games. In the second round, I believe it was. Yeah, yeah.
That bubble. Bubble was in their home state. I think that was an advantage.
Look, they're a much better team than they were. And Giannis is a better player than when he got the first two MVPs. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. His shooting percentages, his range, even his free throws, except for that one game. And, oh, boy, you know.
Yeah.
I see a lot of guys choking on free throws. It's not that easy.
Other key part of that is... I mean, if you're into basketball, sorry to side note on basketball, but you brought it up. They're just using them differently this year, right? The Bucks have, because they have other players,
they picked up better players,
handling
tougher.
The ball, right? But also other guys bringing the ball up. He can cut to the basket. He can go down low and post up. And for when he's handling the ball, he can't do that stuff. But now you can use him around the rim. So that's awesome. I love that.
Well, Middleton and Giroux is where it's at. I mean. They really have three superstars, and then the other players are like, you know, dead shot shooters. Forbes, who would have ever thought that kid, watching him play at Michigan State, and he still looks like a kid. I love the way he plays with all this fire and energy, nailing 5 threes. We lost DiVincenzo, but that is a big loss because there's another guy that can just get in there and mix it up, rebounding, you know, three-pointers. But I feel pretty good. I'm going to say it right now. It's going to be a Bucks-Lakers, I think. Maybe Utah. But right now, I mean, the Lakers look like they'd, you know.
Get past the super team, Brooklyn Nets, too. All right. I like it. I like it. We got Wisco on the line if you want to take it.
Yeah, let's go. Wisco Paul, what's going on today, man?
Hey, good afternoon, Pizza Box. I'm with you on that one. That'd be good. Bucks-Lakers. And, you know, what was it, 71, the Bucks won the championship the last time, so.
I had Kareem's autograph that year because we went to a game in Madison for my younger brother's birthday, and my dad was friends with a guy who was a part of the trainer staff, and he took it in, and his autograph was Lou Alcindor. But I don't, you know, it's gone. Great story, though. And back to you, Paul.
It's really cool. I mean, having he was probably the greatest. Well, him and the big old Oscar. I go way back. Like, hey, you know, I just wanted to. I'm not going to talk about Boss and his secret police force there because it's just ridiculous. I don't even know how he got the money to do that. It's beyond me.
From us. It's taxpayer funded.
You know, I want to bring up the climate, the environment, or whatever you want to call it, because I know it's near and dear to your heart. But, Mike, in your and my lifetime, we've seen more changes in the weather than... And that's another thing the Republicans do not do. They don't care about the environment. I mean, we have rain now like I've never seen in my life. You know, you all of a sudden, in a week's time, you'll get 8, 9, 10 inches of rain, for goodness sakes. And the winters aren't the same. But the biggest thing that Republicans don't do, they don't seem to care about clean air and clean water. And I've noticed at my house, I live just north of Madison, the bird population is down. This spring, I've always feed the Orioles. I don't think I had 20% of the Orioles. Yeah, I mean, they used to eat me out of house and home with grape and oranges. And I don't know what's going on with this, but... at any rate, if you want to, I appreciate the way you feel about the environment is what I wanted to say. But I have seen a lot of changes. So with that, you have a great day. Take care.
You bet. Thanks. Well, ever since I was a kid, I was interested in nature. Frogs, toads, snakes. And I wasn't afraid of animals. I talked to them. I still do. 3 billion, that's what we lost in the bird population in North American continent over the last 50 years. And then I, you know, last year because of COVID, there was kind of a resurgence with nature, but that was just a temporary thing. And then you have irresponsible people like Republicans legislating to kill wolves out of season, pups, moms, dads, whole colonies just wiped out, basically. And whole dens, I should say. But, you know, colonies, isn't that funny? I should use that. Isn't that what caused all this to come to where it is today, is the colonization of this country? And this year marks the 100-year anniversary of when they burned down Black Wall Street, they called it, because it was a thriving community in Tulsa. I've got family in Oklahoma, and I do have a cousin who's also in an interracial marriage, you know. And so she's special to me because, obviously, she's a loving human being just like I am. We never had an issue with anybody's race or culture. But it's just so cool to see I have a cousin that lives, you know, over 1,000 miles away from me that feels the same way I do about the earth and the animals and the appreciation of it. It's getting worse. Every day I drive routes that are in the country and there's another fence line, tree line being wiped out so that they can flatten it out and add more corn or soybean. And these aren't crops that are grown for food, per se. I mean, soybeans, but most of that is actually shipped to other countries. But the corn, a lot of it is fossil fuel. It's really bad for nature. We know that the GMO corn grown up north is responsible for bears not being able to hibernate because they eat the stuff and it has no nutritional value to it at all. But do they care? No, because they're making money off the stuff, right? Paying people to poison the planet, subsidizing corn for fossil fuel when we don't have to go that way. Right now, there's some really cool things going on that I'm watching people in other countries that are doing this. That's why I say America last. We don't do anything first anymore. We're like dead last. I mean, how far down are we on healthcare when it comes to, you know, providing healthcare for citizens? We're 30th something, or, you know, there's like authoritarian countries that have better health care than us. Oh, wait, we've become somewhat of an authoritarian state, have we not? We'll be back, what? Oh, we still got a few seconds here. But if you get a chance, yeah, add to nature, right? Planting wildflowers. I helped a toad across the road. I've already seen a couple turtles and helped them across, and I've also unfortunately seen a couple big ones that were probably on their way to lay eggs. Came out early because of the temperature. But once it hits 70 and 80, come on, man, slow down for the turtles. Remember, if the turtle and Mitch McConnell are crossing the road, don't hit the turtle. Back in a minute.